Hey everybody, if you want to tell the world something or sell the world something, head on over to Squarespace because they're going to help you build the website of your dreams. Say you want to sell some custom merch. Well, you can set up your online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. So go to squarespace.com/stuff right now and you will face a free trial. And when you get ready to launch, use our offer code STUFF and then you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. How could you go wrong with Squarespace? Hello and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh and there's Chuck and there's Jerry. Let's get busy.
Bring me a dream, Josh.
That's a good song.
It's catchy.
It is. It's been in some movies, including Halloween.
Right.
It played during the end credits of Halloween.
And?
I can't remember for the life of me. I know that there's an even better example of it. I can't remember, Chuck. I'm sorry.
Back to the Future.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it the credits?
No, it was in... can only be used in the credits.
Right.
No, Marty goes back to 1955, and I believe it's one of the first songs he hears when he goes into Hill Valley. And that song, very famously, Mr. Sandman is what we're talking about, everyone, was a big, big hit in the year 1955 from the Cordettes.
Nice. That's a great band name, too.
The Cordettes, yeah. A cappella ladies. What more do you want in the 1950s?
Nothing. Maybe civil rights, that kind of thing, but well, still.
Good point.
At least you could hear that song while you were fighting for it.
That's right.
So this Sandman that's mentioned in the Mr. Sandman is actually not a 50s character. It was actually from way earlier, probably out of Central and Eastern Europe. And it was one of those very famous characters that arose from Central and Eastern Europe's preoccupation with the duality of darkness and light in the same human being, just right. Like in Santa Claus.
That's right. When you wake up in the morning and you have, we call them eye boogers in our house. Mm-hmm. What do you call them?
Sleep, I guess.
Oh, you have sleep in your eye?
Crusties. We don't have an official house name for it, but these are names I've always called it.
Sleep. Yeah, sleep. That's what we called it in our house growing up. You have sleep in your eye.
I think that's the last time I had a house name for it.
Yeah. So I've called them eye boogers. I don't know where I got that, but that's technically...
Well, that's different.
Huh?
An eye booger occurs during the daytime. Sleep is like the crusty stuff that you wake up with.
Not in my house.
Oh, hey, Chuck, let me ask you this. Have you ever woken up with such a copious amount of sleep or eye boogers, whatever you want to call
them? Don't say what you're about to say.
That like your eye is crusted shut, like
I knew
you can't open it.
Say that.
Has that ever happened to you?
No.
It's atrocious.
You've had that happen?
You have to be very sick. But yes, it has happened to me before where I'm like, I can't open my eye.
Oh, that's so gross. Well, there's a name for it. There's a real scientific name of that crust. R-H-E-U-M. Is that pronounced room?
I think room, yeah.
All right. That's the scientific name. It's a discharge that dries up. You know, it comes out of your eyes. It dries up when you're asleep. And if you are from Northern Europe and it was, a few hundred years ago, you might be told or might have been told that the Sandman had come and visited you and mm-hmm. sprinkled sand in your eyes while you slept.
Yep,
or magic dust, at least.
And that's what it was. And you would think maybe as a child, like, why would a Sandman want to come and sprinkle magic sand in my eyes to make my eyes crusty? It doesn't make any sense. Well, apparently this is a byproduct of the mechanism by which the Sandman spun your dreams. It was the Sandman who is responsible for your dreams, which is why the Cordettes ask the Sandman to bring them a dream, because that's where your dreams came from, the Sandman.
That's right. We don't know exactly where the Sandman comes from, but we do have some ideas, and we're going to talk about those right after this break. Oh.
T- Today's episode is brought to you by Altoids because, let's face it, unraveling the mysteries of the universe is tough work. But with Altoids, your breath will be stronger than a black hole's gravitational pull, more intense than an alien abduction, and more reliable than your phone's battery during a podcast marathon. When it comes to needing intense freshness, Altoids have you covered. Altoids are stronger than your favorite conspiracy theory, more intense than the latest true crime docuseries, and more reliable than a Bigfoot sighting. They're not just mints, they're curiously strong mints. Find Altoids in the checkout aisle. Grab your tin today. Hey, everybody. If you're building a deck at work and you want to supercharge it, check out Canva presentations. Work docs have been the same for too long, but Canva docs are different. They're visual. They grab readers' attention with images, charts, tables, and videos playable right in the doc. Plus, docs don't have to be just words on a page. You can make your docs pop with Canva docs.
That's right. And Canva presentations are designed for every workplace and every department. Whether you work in sales, HR, ops, marketing, and more, Canva presentations can be the solution for you. Sales decks, marketing presentations, onboarding plans, you name it.
Canva presentations might be the most visually impressive presentations you'll ever use. You start with a stunning template, use it as a springboard for your design, adding images, graphics, charts, data visualizations, all from a massive media library. It's super easy to wow any audience with Canva presentations.
So start designing today at canva.com, designed for work. That's canva.com. All right, so I promised the origin of the Sandman. We don't know for positives. It was not Metallica. But in 18th century German dictionaries, there was, like, this is the first time I believe it was on the paper. I just turned into a German.
What's wrong with Todd? Oh, he's on the paper.
Der Sandman kommt means Sandman is coming. And the whole idea was that the Sandman would come along and parents would tell the story in Germany. Although that one woman says she didn't think it was German folklore, right?
She thinks that it kind of became popularized in Germany, much like, you know, like our conception of Santa Claus probably came from that area, but it was maybe from a different area altogether, like maybe Norway or Finland or something. But it was just, you know. It was the German immigrants who really brought the concept to America.
All right.
Well, I think that's what she means.
Gotcha, because that did make sense to me. Regardless, in 1818, there was a writer named E.T.A. Hoffmann that wrote Der Sandman with two N's. And it's, you know, it's just like the Grimm's Brothers stuff. It's this horrifying nursery rhyme, or not nursery rhyme, but sort of a story, a kid's story, about a nurse telling a story about this creature who throws sand in your eyes of little kids who don't go to sleep and your eyes fall out of your sockets. Then the Sandman collects those eyeballs, puts them in a bag and lives on the dark side of the moon, goes home and carries them there and then feeds those eyeballs to his children.
There you go. That's what happens with the Sandman.
That's
and
right.
it makes a lot of sense because especially if you were a 18th or early 19th century German, one good way to get kids to go to sleep was to just terrify them with the story.
That's right.
But it also provides a physical function too, because what is the appropriate reaction when somebody tells you something like that, that a person exists and is going to come to your bedside soon? It's to shut your eyes tightly and to keep them shut ostensibly until you wake up in the morning.
That's
so it's
right.
Pretty clever if you really think about it.
Sure.
But the dark side of the moon thing, that's icing on the cake, you know?
It just makes me feel good knowing that in like 1818, parents were struggling with putting their kids to bed.
I think they always have.
I think so. You don't think about that, though.
I think that from the time that it became not okay socially to lay on your kid until they went unconscious and then went to sleep, from that moment on, it became a struggle to get your kid to go to sleep.
Yeah, very interesting. Flash forward a bit to 1841, when none other than Hans Christian Andersen put out a fairy tale. Do you want to pronounce this?
I can. Are you ready for this? I was practicing. I looked it up.
Really?
Ulalukeia.
Wow.
And it's not dead on, but it's okay.
Yeah, anytime I see one of those letters that looks like the null set,
yep.
I have no idea what to do with it.
But we finally know how to pronounce Ola or Ula.
Ula?
So, yeah, you remember in the Lego episode, we called him Ole Kirk Christensen?
Oh, that's right. It was Ula Kirk Christensen?
Yep. So finally, after basically a decade, we have corrected ourselves that is the inventor of Lego's name pronounced correctly.
Yeah, because I remember joking like, oh, Kirk Christensen.
Yeah, and we met a guy once at, I can't remember, some telecommunications company, and he was the president, and we called him Ole, and they corrected us, but it was just lost on us that was not right. And I think we, up to this moment, we've called everybody Ole.
All right, so what is it again? Ola what?
Ula. Ula Luke Iya.
Okay, so that's the story. That's the fairy tale.
It means old shut your eye.
Yeah. That's okay. A good title.
I think so, too. But it's weird that Hans Christian Andersen doesn't just call him the Sandman. He does everything but call him the Sandman.
Well, because by all accounts, he got it from Der Sandman, right?
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, was he worried he was ripping off Der Sandman or something? I'm not sure why he didn't just call it Der Sandman if the Sandman or Sandman was already a widely recognized figure.
I don't know. Okay. At any rate, in the story, Erla Lurking,
good. Very good.
Would dress in silk jammies. Very nice. Stylish. And would carry a colorful umbrella. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really say. Would he do the same thing, basically?
He would not. He would squirt milk in your eye.
Oh, that's right.
Rather than sand. Which is another, it's like, come on, Andersen, you're a beloved children's author. You can just go with the original.
Yeah, and he also, it says in here, that he introduces a boy in the story to death and sexuality.
Right. Which is a little odd, but it is typical, like, children's fairy tale, nursery rhyme, children's story kind of thing, where there's this weird duality between people who are really, really kind. They also have a shadow side, or yeah. It can be a shadow alter ego, like with Santa. And I think, what was Santa's alter ego? Was it Black Peter?
I don't remember.
Or at the very least, it was Krampus. But I know that some of those traditions, there was like a dark figure that was the guy who would steal the children who had been naughty. And then it eventually translated into Santa leaving coal in your stocking if you've been naughty.
That's right.
But prior to that, it was like you'd just be kidnapped and eaten by Santa's like heavy hitter. This is the same thing. The Sandman has the same thing. And in this Hans Christian Andersen story, Ula has an alter ego, a brother, who rather than visiting the kids' bedsides to bring their dreams, visits everybody's bedside once to bring death. And his name is also Ula Luke'ia.
Yeah, he would walk in, say, exit light, enter night.
Forever.
Take your stand. It's off to never, never land forever, kid.
Oh, I always thought it was take my hand.
Well, I think that's a different verse, right?
Oh, okay.
I got in trouble last time I talked about Metallica on the show, so.
You did for what?
I think I said that album stunk or something.
It probably did, depending on the album you were talking about, unless it was And Justice for All or any preceding albums.
Yeah, Ride the Lightning. Okay.
That was a good one. Still holds up.
Agreed.
Another verse goes, don't steal singles from our band.
but in the end, the story of Hans Christian Andersen wrote was just like all the Grimm's fairy tales, there's always this dark, awful thing, and it's usually embedded in a lesson to teach your children. And in this case, the lesson is go to sleep now because I'm tired.
And we're both tired, so we're going to end this short stuff right here.
That's right.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com.